This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I am currently in the studio joined by Shelley Gorman from the Coastal Community Cycleway Connection. I'm going to be talking about the CCCC and Dead Rockers Ball Gig. Does anyone call the community, the Coastal Community Cycleway Connection, the CCCC?
I think probably just myself, actually, and a few other people. We really do try and elongate that name to make sure that people know what it's about, but unfortunately it is a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah. I feel like it's perfect because you could kind of put any word anywhere and it would make sense.
Exactly, yeah. You know? I often kind of tongue-tie myself and put them all in the wrong order, and then I think, well, it doesn't matter because actually the words are the meaning. You know, people are going to get what I'm talking about.
Exactly, so. Exactly. No, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We're here to talk about the Dead Rockers Ball collaboration with your organisation, the Coastal Community Cycleway Connection, which is really, really awesome. Are you quite the avid cyclist yourself?
I used to cycle a bit more than I do now, actually, so I'm probably not the best person there, but I know that there are a number of cyclists in the community that are very, very excited about this prospect, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The community has really come together to focus on this, the idea of this track and trail between what is now likely to be Port Chalmers all the way to Waikawaiti, which is just incredible.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. I mean, I remember when the Otipoti to Port Chalmers track opened and people were over the moon about it, and have you been on it before?
Yes, I have cycled part of it and I've walked part of it. It's incredible.
Fantastic.
And that boardwalk, the boardwalk style,
oh my God, yeah,
is actually going to be part of our design as well. So the piece between Warrington and Evansdale, mm-hmm, through to Waikawaiti is going to utilise that Blueskin Bay and is going to run part of the track through the water there, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's really cool to see. I guess my first question to you is how did you get involved with the quadruple C, how did it come about originally?
Yeah, sure. So actually this project was, the idea for this project started about 20 years ago, mm-hmm, but I just don't think the community quite appreciated the novelty or the importance of having this cycleway connection, and so the project kind of, you know, it died a little bit, and it was re-erected by their daughter Emily Cooper and a group of other very enthusiastic members of the community. And a committee was formed, and the CCCC is now also under Dunedin Tracks and Trails. And so we use their status as a charity to be able to push the project forward, because as you can imagine, there's a lot of grants that need to happen, there's a lot of fundraising that needs to happen, and so we effectively sit under the umbrella of Dunedin Tracks and Trails. So some of the information is on that site, mm-hmm, and then our information is kind of more on Facebook, etc.
Yeah. As you mentioned before, the Coastal Community Cycleway Connection formed to lobby for all this cycleway infrastructure. What is the existing cycleway infrastructure between, you know, Waikawaiti to Karatane to Warrington to Evansdale to Waitati? Is there anything, or can anyone get from place to place on a bike out there?
Basically, the only choice on a bike is via road at
this
stage.
Oh, wow. That's dangerous as hell.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not safe for the kids, especially the section between Evansdale and Waitati, mm-hmm, and, of course, Waikawaiti and Karatane. So we have paid for the feasibility study. The lotteries gave us a big grant for the feasibility study, which basically came back with, yes, it's feasible, which, mm-hmm, is absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've been fundraising further. Grassroots have given us some money. And then it's more community events like the Mountain to Ocean that was organised, and bingo nights and things like the Dead Rockers Ball. Mm. But I really want to acknowledge some generous landowners as well. Graham and Myrie have already dug part of the track coming past the Orokanui Eco Sanctuary.
Oh, lovely.
And that is just incredible to actually see the track starting to be built. Mm. And the community came out, some people came and helped. We planted 500 native species with some of the local not the local mayor, but members of the local council, mm-hmm, which was incredible, and local businesses. So everybody seems to be very motivated to understand that the feasibility study says yes. Mm-hmm. What we now need to do is to fundraise to get those tracks the safest way possible between those kind of niggly places, i.e. Waikawaiti to Keretani, mm, and then Evansdale through to Waitati.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's awesome to hear that everyone's coming around this project. I mean, it's a great project. It's awesome. I'd love to bike from Otipoti to Port Chalmers and then so on and so forth to wind up in Waikawaiti. That'd be so sick. As you mentioned before, there was a feasibility study completed. Resource consents and easements and detailed design processes have begun for this track. How far through are you with all that, and how long do you think it will take for all those things to be approved?
I think it's going to just take the time that it takes. We are pushing it through as quickly as we can, but it's going to come down to funding at the end of the day. At the moment, the design of the clip-on bridge is in process. We've got the money for that, and so that design is in process. The clip-on bridge, the idea is it clips onto the side of the rail track, the existing rail bridge between Waikawaiti and Keretani. And I mean, that bridge alone is going to be, you know, incredibly expensive. We're talking about probably close to $1 million just for that.
Oh, wow.
But the reality is you've just got to keep plugging away, you know, keep making the tracks, and eventually we're going to get so many people on board and people behind us that funding is going to come. You can't just go to a local council or a government and say, hey, can we have X amount of money, and just expect it. We really have to show that we're very serious about this.
Yeah.
And if it takes a year or 5 years or 20 years,
yeah,
we're going to get there.
Yeah.
You know, and if you just, we've broken the sections down into five separate parts, and if we just do a section by section, we'll get there.
Yeah.
It's just going to take a bit of time.
I really appreciate that, man. It's like the whole, yeah, long-term project. Very, very long-term project, which I really resonate with. Are you based out in Waikawaiti, Evansdale, Warrington?
Yes, I am. I'm based in Keretane.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's a wonderful spot, and it would be safe enough for me to use Coast Road between Keretane, you know, through to Warrington. I would have reservations about going on that main road in the 100K zone.
And oh, so is that really, Highway 1? Yeah.
Yeah, on Highway 1,
yes. Yeah, no, that's not a good idea.
Don't want to see children cycling along there. So, you know, I'm very, very passionate about at least joining Waikawaiti with Keretane. Think about the difference in the support for businesses.
Oh, it's awesome.
In tourism, and just, you know, connecting all of those communities to support one another. And it's just, you know, it's the nature of where we're going. We need to be able to support each other, and part of that is connecting those communities.
For sure, for sure. This is just a side question. Does your letterbox have a whale next to it in Keretane?
It doesn't.
Oh,
but I wish it does.
Yeah. Are those still a thing? People still,
they are still a thing. There was a lady, Bev Offen, that was making them, and I didn't quite get one, and now I regret it, because now you can't get them. But yeah, it's a real icon, that blue whale. And I don't know if anybody's visited Keretane recently. When you come in from State Highway 1 down, you know, through the 80 zone, there is now a big whale at that end of the village as well. So we now have Bluey the whale,
yeah,
both ends of the village, which is very exciting. Yeah, it's a real icon.
Lovely.
Yeah,
yeah. Was that based off a real whale, or just because Keretane is like a whale sighting place?
I think because of the whaling heritage.
Oh,
I guess,
yeah.
You know, yeah, it was just instigated by somebody years and years and years ago, but yeah, it is a thing.
No, it's so cute, it's so lovely. So yeah, this is, we've talked about your organisation quite a lot, but you've got a really awesome collaboration coming up with the Dead Rockers Ball. It's a Halloween edition coming up this Saturday at the Keretane Hall, which is really, really awesome. Bulletproof convertible playing. Is this the first time that the CCCCC has collaborated with the Dead Rockers Ball before?
Yes, absolutely. They got in contact. I actually run an events company as well, Creative Control Events, and so I'm kind of doing this pro bono. A lot of support from Yellow Eye Projections as well. And just, yeah, the whole thing's just coming together beautifully. Everybody's just pulling their weight, and I think it's going to be a fantastic night.
Mm-hmm.
We've got raffles, we've got tea and coffee, there's an alcohol license, so no BYO, and it is an over 18 event, and doors open at 7:30, and the band's going to start rocking about 8:00. So just a little thank you in terms of the raffles as well, thanks to Mainland Poultry, the Firewood King, Shelley Ann Clothing, and the Keretane General Store. We really appreciate your support for the community. We know that that's where our fundraising comes from those raffles.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more raffles to come in as well, but they're for certain for now. So yeah, get your kit on, and you can either dress up or not. You can come as a Dead Rocker, you can come as something Halloweeny,
mm-hmm,
you can come as a Halloween version of your Dead Rocker, or you can just come as you are. We don't care. Just come and have fun. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I think it's especially on point, considering that it is a Halloween edition of the Dead Rockers Ball. Do you have a costume planned?
I do. I'm going to have to fine tune it a wee bit, but yes.
Yeah. Nice. Can't reveal any details.
No, as yet.
No, that's fair enough. Right? Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome. As you mentioned before, a lot of funding that you say is just going to build the track bit by bit. I assume that's what you're going to use the funds from this event for.
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, this project is not a cheap project, but you know, every $1,000, every $2,000, every $3,000, it all just goes into that pot, and we just keep ticking away and ticking away. And I think we've just got to keep the ball rolling, mm-hmm. and you know, just keep gathering that moss, so to speak. And it's really important for corporations to see that we are serious, and for government to see that we're serious. Mm. And yeah, it's all going to happen. It just takes time. It takes energy. It takes a lot of just, you know, volunteers just volunteering their time and just saying, yep, I want to be involved. I'll come and help you plant. I'll come and help you fundraise. And so it takes a community to join those communities. But yeah.
For sure.
It's very fun.
For sure. No, it's yeah, very good. I love the mahi and the purpose. Fantastic. Really hope to see the track be completed in the next wee while.
Thank you very much. Yeah, if you want tickets for Saturday night, buy them online for $40, and mm-hmm. The ticket sales at the door are $50. So bullet.nz or any of the Facebook pages or the Creative Control Events page will lead you to get a ticket.
Or the R1 gig guide, which you can find at r1.co.nz/gig guide. It is listed in the Saturday 2nd of November category. You can find the link to buy a ticket there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you very much, Shelley, for coming on the program. All the best with the gig and all the best with the costume.
Thank you.
Take care, mate.
Cheers.
Alrighty, folks. That was Shelley Gorman from the CCCCC, the Coastal Community Cycleway Connection, chatting about that organisation as well as the Dead Rockers Ball gig, which is happening this Saturday out in Karitane at the Karitane Hall. You can get your tickets from the gig guide, again, from r1.co.nz/gig guide, and a bunch of other places too. It's 10:14 now.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.